And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 20th of March, 2012. It's the first day of spring, the vernal equinox, when the Earth's axis is aligned with the center of the sun, and day and night are as close to equal as they ever can be. It's the birthday of the dime novelist Ned Buntline, born Stamford, New York, 1813, got in a fight with his father, ran away to sea, started out as a cabin boy, became a midshipman, and he took up writing sensational adventure stories, first about gang wars in New York, and then he took a trip out west and met Buffalo Bill Cody, an Army scout, buffalo hunter, and Buntline wrote a very popular and exaggerated series of dime novels about him, Buffalo Bill Cody, King of the Border Men, made the stories into a play, Scouts of the Prairie, in which Buffalo Bill played himself. It was a big hit, and it made Buffalo Bill famous, and he opened his own show, Buffalo Bill's Wild West. Buntline, at one time, earned more money from his writing than any other author in the country, though what he wrote was trash. He was a drunk who loved to give temperance lectures. He was married 7 times, jailed once for bigamy, once flirted with a young woman, was challenged to a duel by her husband. He killed the husband. He was lynched by the townspeople. They strung him up from an awning, and at the last minute, Buntline's friends came and cut the rope, and he survived. It's the birthday of Henrik Ibsen, born on Skien, Norway, 1828, famous for his play A Doll's House, 1879. It was on this day, 1852, that Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel Uncle Tom's Cabin was published. She lived in Cincinnati, just across the Ohio River from Kentucky, and she was inspired by the Fugitive Slave Act to write a book about slavery, which sold about 2 million copies in 5 years. And it's the birthday of the Roman poet Ovid, born in what is now Sulmo, Italy, in 43 BC, became a famous and beloved poet in Rome. He was privy to the inner circles of the court, published erotic poems, his Ars Amatoria, his Metamorphoses, in the year 8 AD, and then suddenly that same year he was exiled, and even today nobody knows why. Ovid suggested somewhere that Emperor Augustus was angry because Ovid had seen something he shouldn't have seen, but there was nothing more specific. Whatever the cause, Ovid was sent to what is now Romania, where he was isolated, lonely, longing for his beloved Rome. He lived 10 years in exile there, and he died. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Spring. Somewhere a black bear has just risen from sleep and is staring down the mountain. All night, in the brisk and shallow restlessness of early spring, I think of her, her 4 black fists flicking the gravel, her tongue like a red fire touching the grass, the cold water. There is only one question, how to love this world. I think of her rising like a black and leafy ledge to sharpen her claws against the silence of the trees. Whatever else my life is, with its poems and its music and its glass cities, it is also this dazzling darkness coming down the mountain, breathing and tasting. All day I think of her, her white teeth, her wordlessness, her perfect love. Mary Oliver's poem Spring, from her new and selected poems, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.